Welcome to this IG Trade and the Markets podcast. I'm Jeremy Naylor with a look ahead to some of the events to watch out for us traders starting Monday the 29th of April, and is quite often the case. It's quite a quiet day to begin the week, although we do have a lot of Eurozone data in the coming week. In fact, we start off on Monday, the German Consumer Price Index coming out for the month of April. Now, we know that consumer prices continue to hold up, although in the German economy, they are coming down a little bit faster than some areas of the other parts of the Eurozone. And we are still widely expecting this sort of data to accommodate an interest rate cut from the European Central Bank come June. Philips on first quarter numbers, insofar as just one of the stocks to watch across the European markets with earnings, and then later on in the day, Domino's Pizza in the States on its first quarter. Then things really begin to pick up on the economy. We've got a number of economic data points out this week, but on Tuesday early morning, we get retail sales in Australia, clearly something would be worth looking around the Australian dollar for, and then more data out in Japan. We've recently seen the Bank of Japan leave interest rates on hold, no real surprise there. There are still frailties within the Japanese economy, and we got that 34-year low for the Japanese yen, which continues to dog the economic performance. So we've got Japanese unemployment numbers for March, industrial production, and also retail sales for March as well out from Japan. Then in China, we get the NBS manufacturing and services PMI data, Caixin manufacturing PMI as well. So we'll be looking at that to gauge the recovery in the Chinese economy. And then comes the first of a number of data points to watch out for the euro dollar. And these are all widely expected to confirm, as I said earlier, that move down in interest rates likely from the European Central Bank. We've got French first quarter growth. We've got German retail sales. We've got consumer prices in France as well. German unemployment. We got the first look at German growth numbers for the first quarter, and also a preliminary look as well at GDP for Q1 across the Eurozone. Also Eurozone consumer prices. So you can see a big day today on Tuesday, the April 30th for the Euro. On the other side of that cross, we've got the US S&P Case-Shiller home prices and US consumer confidence. Corporate-wise, on Tuesday, Glencore, a first quarter production report. HSBC rounds off the bank earnings season here in the UK. First quarter numbers, Card Factory and Whitbread as well out here in the UK. And the German markets and across the rest of Europe, we've got Mercedes-Benz, Deutsche Lufthansa, Stellantis, Volkswagen and Adidas all on first quarter figures before the bell on Tuesday. And then later on in the day in the States, we've got some all session stocks worth looking at. Coca-Cola, first quarter numbers before the bell. Eli Lilly and Starbucks as well. Amazon after the bell in the evening, first quarter numbers, a big all session stock to watch out for. All sessions as well for McDonald's on its first quarter, and PayPal as well, another one out with numbers for Q1 in the US. Taking a look at the midweek trading session. Now, this is the first day when we get a lot of data out in the States for jobs. But I think for me, the big swing point of the day is almost certainly going to be the Fed interest rate decision at 7 p.m. UK time, when we should see more data and explanation given to us by Fed members as to why the Fed is likely to delay that first cut in interest rates. Ahead of that, we got Japanese consumer confidence. We got the first bit of jobs data out in the week in the States. We got the ADP employment change. That's the private payrolls number. We got the US JOLTS job openings as well for the month of March, giving indications to how the jobs market is going. And also the US ISM manufacturing PMI data. Also the EIA crude oil inventories as well for the weekly data out in the crude oil sector. Corporate news, early doors in the UK. We get numbers out at 7 o'clock in the morning UK time for Next, first quarter trading statement, Barrett Developments, Haleon, Metro Bank, Aston Martin and GSK. So it could be quite an interesting morning on the London FTSE 100, depending on the direction of travel for those companies on earnings. Then later on in the day in the States, we get Pfizer first quarter numbers, another all session stock on the IG platform that comes before the US markets get underway. Qualcomm, Kraft Heinz, AIG, MasterCard and eBay all out with numbers on Wednesday in the States. Thursday, the 2nd of May, we get the minutes from the Bank of Japan's meeting two meetings ago, when it moved interest rates up by that smallest of margins. Get more explanation of what was going through the minds of the BOJ members. Then at 7 o'clock in the morning, UK nationwide house price index. It's the 2nd day of May, so the get an indication as to how house prices have been travelling in April. US trade numbers out later on in the day, weekly jobless claims and US factory orders for the month of March. Corporate-wise, Shell first quarter. Will we hear more from the company as to whether or not they want to move away from London? This has been one of the big talking points in the London markets recently. It's unlikely it's going to come at a time when they're producing first quarter numbers, but we might get certainly some interesting points and discussion points around that when it produces those first quarter numbers. Standard Chartered, Q1 as well, Smurfit Kappa on a trading statement for the first quarter. In the European markets, steelmaker ArcelorMittal first quarter figures, and later on in the day in the States, Amgen, ConocoPhillips, Apple and Moderna all out with quarterly numbers. It's a fiscal second quarter for Apple. That comes after the bell. You can trade that on the IG platform because it's an all sessions stock. Rounding off the week on Friday, it starts to quieten down a little bit again. French industrial production, Eurozone unemployment, US non-farm payrolls, one of the big swing points potentially of the day. That could help us give a further indication as to how things are moving in terms of jobs numbers. US ISM services PMI data, and of course the US Baker Hughes rig count at 6 o'clock in the evening UK time. Corporate-wise on Friday, relatively quiet. Intercontinental Hotels Group on a first quarter trading statement. Trainline full year. SocGen in France, Crédit Agricole, two banks to watch out for in the French markets, both on first quarter numbers. And that rounds off a week which, as I say, really is dominated around the FX markets with what's happening in the Eurozone and, of course, also the jobs numbers out in the States, along with that midweek trading point, I think is going to be the Fed's interest rate decision and the commentary around that that could well mould the second half of the week.